Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160. If you want to do that, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And coming up, a federal judge has blocked limits that a state attempted to put on filming police, which... these First Amendment auditors, as they call themselves, I think that's what they all call themselves. A lot of them call themselves that. They go out and they film police and they film public, quote, public servants, like people working at post office, well, probably not post offices, but city hall and things like that. And they just see how they react to being filmed. And a lot of these people call the police, who then end up being audited by these people to see how the police react to being filmed. And I've watched a lot of these videos over the years on YouTube, and it's hit or miss. Some cops are used to it. Like here in Keene, they don't think anything about it because of the years of activists filming them here. They don't even notice it. However, if you were to try this in, like, Santa Fe, New Mexico, or Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'm picking on New Mexico at the moment because we have a lot of callers from there that talk about how corrupt it is, but just a lot of cities throughout the United States, you'd get a very different response.
You know what I was thinking about recently is the worst thing cops do when that happens, when they're being filmed, when they say back to you, oh yeah, I'm filming you too. It's like, well, thank you for filming your actions, you know? They think that that's an own, and it's so funny.
That's usually what First Amendment auditors end up saying, is I appreciate you filming this for my safety, or something to that effect. It's like, because, I mean, they kind of are. They may not mean it that way.
Yep.
But right now we're talking about nurses and the nursing industry and the interplay there between doctors and nurses. But let's first go to the phone. I thought I had my thing here. I don't. We have, I have to find it. I wrote it down. We have Bernie on the line from New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, not much. I love the show and what you guys do.
Thanks.
No problem. I don't know if it's related, but since I started listening to you guys, believe it or not, I met a great girl. I found a job I like, and I actually started the process to buy a home. It's crazy, I know, but
it's my relationship advice. That's why you found a girlfriend.
I would like Free Talk Live to be able to take credit for these things, but it sounds like you made some positive changes to your life, and you know that's on you. You deserve credit for that. So good job.
Yeah, thank you. I lost it all on Bitcoin investments, so now I have nothing. Cheers.
Well, you only lost it all because you sold it. I know you don't want to hear that, but if you didn't sell, then you hadn't lost anything yet.
Yeah, still early.
Are you still with us? I think we may have actually lost him, regrettably, which that's a terrible way to end a call, man.
I know, right?
Lost out on Bitcoin. Sorry. I'm sorry to hear that, dude.
Sounds like mostly it's going good for him, though.
Yeah, I mean, it does. Still, I think my point stands that, you know, even if you bought it at $68,000 or whatever it was when it was at its peak, you haven't lost anything until you sell it.
Yep.
And at that point, you lost everything. But until then, your investment's not in a particularly good spot. So, and it sucks, dude. I wish it had gone better for you, but, you know, hodl a little bit. That means to hold your Bitcoin just a little bit longer, and things might have been fine. But let's keep going. We have Sarah on the line from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes, Sarah. Our attorney general, we're actually going to have a human trafficking convention here in New Mexico.
Is this like a pimp convention, a pimp con?
I have a feeling that's just not what it's actually called, and Sarah's just calling it that.
Well, what is that thing called in South Park? Because South Park did this, right? When Butters became a pimp, there was a pimp convention. What was that called?
I don't remember.
I will research this for you. One moment.
Is that what you mean, sir? You're going to get like a bunch of pimps and, you know, what is it? What is a human trafficking convention?
Well, this is the first time I heard about them doing this. It's put on by our Attorney General, Hector Valdez. So he's part, is that what the Attorney General do? Is to...
No, they arrest people.
After scams. I guess pimps are kind of like a scam.
Why? There's nothing scammy about being a pimp in and of itself.
Well, I guess it depends. Like, it could be scammy if they're just taking all of the girls' money. But if they are providing the legitimate service of protection, which is kind of the point of a pimp, right, then I guess it could be worth it.
Well, it says here, A.G. Balderas kicks off 6th annual human trafficking conference.
So this isn't the first one at all. It's not a convention, it's a conference.
Yeah, that's, I knew there was another word she was...
Oh, this is the number six. This is the sixth one. I'm really amazed. This is the only time that I really paid attention.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I'm bringing this up because New Mexico, it's a shock because New Mexico is like practically the human trafficking state. Like those,
definitely the idiot state.
Well, I mean, it's the abusing women here, mistreatment of women, the laws do not protect women, and you know, a lot of these victims got murdered and dug up, and like I was saying, they want to build a park and put a memorial with a rock with their names on it, but they're really not. They're really not really solving this problem like what they're doing now.
What do you think the problem is,
Sarah? What they're doing now is just creating a task force, and I doubt that it's going to do anything good for anyone. This is just a group of law enforcement and just bureaucrats from New Mexico and Mexico, actually, it says, who are going to get together and talk, and I just have a feeling that they're not going to accomplish anything and waste a lot of the taxpayers' money.
No, sir, if you want to end violence against sex workers, the best way to do it is to legalize sex work. That's been shown time and time again throughout the world, and it happens, I think, in King County in Nevada, where sex work is legalized, and you don't see these sorts of things happening there.
Well, I mean, it really, the Nevada state and your state, New Hampshire, I mean, you said that they're legal. Is that what you said?
No, not here.
Well, New Hampshire, it's legal, but you have to film it.
I don't know. So, in other words, pornographic things, is that what you're talking about?
Yes, I mean,
yeah,
it's a loophole to the prostitution law where you can offer someone money to partake in a pornographic film, at least here in New Hampshire. As I understand it, that's not legal advice, but that's what I understand the law says. And I think in certain parts of Nevada, I think in the whole state, I'm not entirely sure, except for the one county. I don't know. I'm not an expert. I don't care. I think prostitution is legal there. And you don't have, and there are counties, I mean, there are countries around the world where prostitution is legal. And in those places, you don't see sex trafficking.
Right. Isn't that Nevada is where they have the Las Vegas, the casinos, isn't that right? It's that state, right?
Yeah, yes. But that's Clark County.
Well, you know what? They have stories written up with pimps loitering around looking for girls at the casino. They were written up, and they're big pimp time over there.
I don't know what the hell you just said.
They were big pimp time over there.
Okay, fine. But there was still no sex trafficking. There was still no women being kidnapped or, you know, been turned on the drugs so that they could be sold as sex slaves to people. That only happens in places where prostitution is illegal. Because if it's legal, a paying customer who can leave you a review online or something like that isn't going to go to that sort of business. There's certainly not going to be one of...
The prostitution is completely legal in the state of Nevada, why is that? They got a lot of pimp problems there, too.
It's not legal in the entire state of Nevada. I don't know all of the specifics, but I know it's not legal in Las Vegas. It's not legal in the county that Las Vegas is in.
I think it's northern, like close to Reno.
I think so, and I think it's one of the counties neighboring the county that contains Las Vegas. I think you said it was Clark County. I don't remember, but I think one of the counties neighboring Las Vegas has legalized prostitution. I don't know, because when I was there, it wasn't to get prostitutes, so I didn't spend any time looking into whether or not I could legally acquire prostitutes. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Sarah. 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in, you can share your thoughts about whatever. That's 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that that the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
Jack. That is tonight's amplifier. This means that Jack is a member of the AMPS program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. So if you value the ideas of liberty, you want to help us reach a larger audience, all of that great stuff, the AMPS program is the best way to do it. It only takes $5 per month. That's what Jack here is doing, and that gets you in. It gets you a fuller version of the podcast. Right now, you get the digest version of the podcast for free. If you want the full version, it's at the AMPS archive. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Jax, thank you so much. And, you know, it does come with a number of other perks, like there's an AMP-only Facebook group and an AMP-only Matrix server and some other cool stuff like that. But if you join, it should really be because you value the ideas of liberty, you value Free Talk Live, and you want to help us reach a larger audience. And the AMPS program is absolutely the best way to do that. So, Jack, thank you so much for your contributions. Let's keep going with the phones. However, we have Major Payne on the line from Michigan. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you with us? It looks like we don't have you. That's unfortunate. Because, I mean, he, like, called back and everything. So, sorry about that, Major Payne. We also have Rob on the line from Massachusetts. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live. I'm hitting the wrong button, that's why. Rob, yeah, you're on Free Talk Live. I think Major Payne just called back, though, so I'm almost positive that's him, so I'm making a note of that.
Rob? First off, love the show. I was actually hoping to fly out someday to New Hampshire to hang out with some like-minded people. You know, I probably can't afford the plane ticket, though, now that I lost all my money investing in crypto.
Aren't you in Massachusetts? Why would you need to fly here?
That's a really good point. Was that the same guy?
No, I think that this is like some kind of attempted troll.
I thought he was trying to make a joke or something.
Yeah, no, like, this
I think
really
right,
bad.
This is the second person in a row that's attempted to do that thing. That's so terrible.
So bad.
And that's like, all they're saying. Hanging up.
Troll better, please.
Yeah. So
yeah,
okay.
At least make it funny or good in some way.
I don't know what that was. I'm just perplexed by that entire thing.
Like, making yourself look completely inadequate, but inept. Like, oh, well, I bought Bitcoin, then it value, and I sold it, and, like, I'm owning you guys, because you guys didn't do that with your Bitcoin. Like, I just don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either, man. To each their own. I mean, if that's what you got to do in your spare time, I mean, you do you, man. So I was going to flip over to line two, but now I've got all four lines lit up, and I suspect that line two is Major Payne, but if not, I don't really want to deal with it at the moment. So just hang tight, Major Payne, if one of those is you, and I'll deal with it at the break. Anyway, we're talking about nursing here, and before people lost all of their money in Bitcoin by making silly decisions. See, the first guy I felt bad about.
Yeah, right. Me too.
I was like, man, you know,
yeah. That
sucks. This is not the first time I've heard this story, right? Of someone making a poor decision, investing all of their money into something, which, first of all, you shouldn't view cryptocurrency, especially Bitcoin, as an investment.
Well, and also, it's typically a bad idea. Again, not financial advice, but it's typically a bad idea to sell something for less than you bought it for.
Yeah.
You know, rule of thumb, like, just don't do that.
But, you know, there is something to be said for cutting their losses, and I had to do that with Bitcoin
it's
Gold.
Panic. It's panic selling.
Well, it's not necessarily panic selling. It can be, but, like, with Bitcoin Gold, we watched it plummet from, like, $200 per down to, like, $100 per and then down to $30 per, and I don't even know what it's at per now. It's probably in the single dollar range, and, you know, I'm glad I sold it when I did, because I didn't know. But I had no reason to believe that it was going to ever recover. It had nothing to offer beyond being ASIC resistant, and that just wasn't good enough in the current market.
Why is ASIC resistant good? Isn't that something that makes mining better?
ASIC resistant means that anyone can mine it, in theory, using a GPU, a graphics card, instead of having to buy a specialized piece of hardware that's an ASIC, and I don't remember exactly what ASIC stands for, but it's a specialized device that only mines a cryptocurrency.
And is it, like, expensive?
I I think they're expensive. They're very energy intensive, and they're very expensive to run versus, you know, most gaming enthusiasts and most computer enthusiasts, they have a computer with a graphics card in it, and they can't just, you know, mine Monero or Ravencoin or whatever. Ravencoin was the one that I preferred to mine back in the day because it was easy. It was an X16R token, which means they're supposed to be CPU mineable. They're ASIC resistant as well. This all gets into some complicated terms. They don't really have any place on the radio, but...
I'm sorry, I was just interested in that.
No, it's all good. No, I was the one who went on for too long, but Bruce Fenton, who was running for Senate here in New Hampshire, is actually the founder of Ravencoin, and I didn't know that when I was...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Good for you,
when
Bruce.
I was, you know, mining Ravencoin and all of that, I happened to, here in New Hampshire, I happened to be, you know, inadvertently supporting a libertarian here in New Hampshire.
Sweet.
I can't really pretend to be surprised by that in hindsight, but... There are ways of mining cryptocurrency that don't require ASICs in the first place, and that was Bitcoin Gold's one big thing that made it different. It was Bitcoin, but it was supposed to be ASIC-resistant, and as it turns out, it was just garbage. And a lot of people lost money with it, and that sucks, because at the time, I was doing a show called Call to Freedom. And one of our sponsors was this place called Helium, which was related with, they were connected with Uphold or whatever, and what they did was they would use some sort of algorithm to determine whether you should have your money in Bitcoin or USD or Litecoin or Ethereum or Bitcoin Gold or whatever, and it would put your money into those, and it would wait till you had earned enough money that would sell out and get you back into USD. And then it would find out, you know, hey, this currency's down or Bitcoin Cash is down, so let's buy some of that. And then it goes up and you earn another, you know, 1% or whatever, and it sells it back. That was the plan. But because of an issue in the algorithm and the fact that no one thought to check that this could happen, Bitcoin Gold went down. So the algorithm said, hey, guys, buy Bitcoin Gold. So I bought a bunch of Bitcoin Gold for people.
Wait, did you say you were involved in this algorithm thing, or just you heard about this?
No, we were promoting the company that created it, though.
Yikes.
Yeah, not great. I think by that point we had stopped, and we had long, but we had at one point promoted them. And, you know, Bitcoin Gold went down further. So the algorithm did the same thing. And
it put more
money into Bitcoin Gold and more money into... I think I had $100 in it all together. And at the end of it, all $100 ended up in Bitcoin Gold. And by the end of it, it was like $12.
Oh, no.
I only put $100 in there. Someone could have put, you know, all of their life savings. That would have been stupid.
Yeah.
This is a financial advice, but you never want to put your life savings into one thing.
Yeah, don't invest more than you can afford to lose.
Yeah, I just can't imagine being like, I could spend time trading myself, but instead of putting in, like, the work, not that I think trading is, like, a good idea. I mean, I think other people should do that. I would never do it. But, you know, like, day trading, trading throughout the day to make more money. But I just would never be like, let me put that decision being in the hands of a robot, like, with all my money, at least.
I mean,
sounds terrifying, but maybe that's like a low risk thing with me. That you could gain a lot from it, maybe. But
before that, I did the day trading thing to some extent because I noticed that, you know, sometimes the ratio between Ethereum and Litecoin, if you could game it correctly, you could slowly game Litecoin and Ethereum by, you know, measuring the ratios correctly. But that was so freaking stressful, and then you had to wait on, like, transaction times and stuff like that. And with the Helium and Uphold, you didn't have to do that. And, you know, the algorithm did it for you, so you didn't have to stress about it. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's former top cop says the lawsuit against Trump by New York's attorney general is a stunt. AG Lalita James claims Trump and his family falsified business records to obtain loans years ago, but former U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr isn't buying it.
It's a political hit job. And this is a woman who campaigned for office saying that, promising she was going to go after Trump.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, losing sleep on a regular basis could increase the risk of heart disease. A new study in the Journal of Experimental Medicine shows that cutting sleep short could harm immune stem cells, which increases risk of inflammatory disorders. On the news that the Fed is hiking interest rates by 0.75 percentage point, the Dow lost over 500 points on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Invited to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever you want. Talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160. The keyword there is talk about what's important to you. If you just want to say like a one-liner that's kind of stupid and then not say anything else, I mean, in general, you're welcome to do that, I guess, if that's what you want to do. It's one call per night, though.
But we're allowed to judge you for having nothing else better to do with your life.
That is true. You are opening yourself up for judgment. But, you know, in general, we want to have conversations with interesting people. And to do that, we have to be able to carry on a dialogue with us. And that doesn't always happen. But with you tonight, it is Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And again, 603-283-6160. That's the number if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. I'm going to hit the correct button this time. Major Payne, you're with us here on Free Talk Live.
Damn, I didn't know I was walking into a Girl Scout camp. I thought Ian was there anyway.
Ian is here. He's hanging out. He's doing
it is
work.
Wednesday, man.
Is she talking about...
I'm surrounded and outnumbered.
Well, I thought that the major was a lady anyway.
What did you think?
Anyway, so...
lyrics.
I got many things to tell you. And I'm going to save the best for last. I'm going to give you a website that will lead you to information about... Old Hunter Biden and the Wuhan lab and the virus and all this, but I got a couple quickies just to give you first. Sarah called in, and she was having, you guys have too much fun with her. She's just so damn stupid.
She is stupid, man. I mean, she's not unintelligent, to be fair. She's smart, but she's also stupid.
She's ignorant.
She thinks, but she doesn't realize. She does not.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
That is a good way to put it. She reminds me so much of my dog, my golden retriever, man. She's so smart, right, in so many ways, but she's also so stupid.
Yeah, when only one ear goes up, it just ain't right.
So what else was on your mind tonight?
Well, she was talking about all the prostitution and whatnot, and you guys were talking about Clark County right outside of Vegas there. And I believe that is the birthplace of the Mustang Ranch. And if I recollect correctly, they have been fighting for the right to sell their wares since somewhere in the mid-70s. Mustang Ranch is damn famous.
Okay.
Yeah, Arya said that it's King County. I don't know why I know that Clark County is Las Vegas.
I think King County is the last county in New Mexico before you get, or Arizona. I think it's Arizona. My geography is kind of screwed up in my head now, but I think King County is the county that you leave to get into Nevada. I think it's in Arizona.
Well, yeah, I think that's right.
I don't think that it's Clark County because... Clark County is Las Vegas.
I don't have Google Maps, so I cannot confirm, deny, or dismay.
Yeah, it's not super important anyway. Or maybe the town has the king in it or something. I don't remember now. I just remember King and Las Vegas. I only lived there briefly, and, you know, I didn't get out a whole lot beyond trying to find a job and things like that. So I wasn't worried about what the next county over is. And I've lived in New Hampshire here for like 4 years, and you want to ask me what the next county over is? I'm really not sure, dude. I got
an interesting tidbit. The county I was born in here in Michigan legalized prostitution just here a couple, 3 years ago.
Oh, cool.
I moved away from there like 30 years ago. It's your buddy of mine that I called just informed me of that.
Okay, cool. So I found out that it's legal in Nevada in Churchill County, Elko County, but only incorporated in Elko, which is a town, Carlin, and Wendover, and Wells. I didn't know that about Wendover. Wendover is the closest town in Nevada to where I lived in Utah, and I went there for, like, casinos and stuff.
Learn something new every day. So you mentioned something about Hunter Biden earlier. So what's the deal with Hunter Biden? What's going on there?
Well, evidently... I was listening to the Joe Pag show evidently earlier, and he's pretty good at confirming his sources, and he has a reliable guest. So I'm just going to give you a website to inform you of things that I can't give you 30 minutes, and you ain't going to give me 30 minutes. So I'm going to give you the website to confirm what I would tell you.
Yeah, what is it?
FriendsLaw.com.
Can you repeat that?
R-E-N-Z. It could possibly be an S. They did not spell it out for me. Law.com.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for that tonight, Major. I will certainly check that out and, you know, give us a call next week. I'll be back Monday. You can check with us about it then, and I'll let you know what I think about it. So thank you so much for that. We also have Jamie on the line from Alabama. Jamie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I heard if you play rock and roll music backwards, you get satanic messages.
I have heard of that, yes.
It's not just rock and roll. Like, there's other genres, too. Me and my sister found out about this in, like, eighth grade, and that's how I found thevigilantcitizen.com, because we found out that there's... we were searching it for songs that we like Lady Gaga, and that's how we found all of his articles about occult symbolism in Lady Gaga's music videos.
The one that knew that this rumor originated with was Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven, mm-hmm. which if you play backwards, it's supposed to have a satanic message.
So I've done this.
I have to. I don't hear it. But
I don't hear it either.
I've only watched the YouTube videos.
But, you know, I like... like what Bill Hicks had to say about this. If you sit around listening to music backwards in order to find the devil, dude, you already found him. You are the devil.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, well, yeah, because that's not a thing in normal. Who's sits there going, man, this is a great song. I bet it's evil if I play it backwards. Well, of course it is. You're not supposed to play it backwards.
I like the way that the Beatles have some backwards sounding music in their songs, and also Missy Elliott. I like the way it sounds. It's really cool.
There are bands who do this on purpose. Stevie Wonder did it in one of his songs, where if you play it backwards, he's telling someone to go F themselves. But it's very clever, and if you play it forwards, you don't hear it, right?
Eminem does that, too, and I don't remember what song or what it was, but there's something where if you play it one way, it says a thing. If you play it backwards, it says another thing. I don't remember what it was now.
It takes a lot of creativity and a lot of genius to do something like that on purpose, and the example that I always heard when I was looking into this and researching was, like, New Moon. If you play that backwards, it basically sounds like New Moon. So if you slant it a certain way, you can still say New Moon backwards and forwards and have it sound exactly the same.
Or Race Car. Well, I think that's just spelling.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was just spelling.
I also found out that if you play kids' songs from old TV shows like Doria and all that, you hear satanic stuff backwards. You hear satanic messages when you play it backwards.
The thing about it was, like, when me and my sister were in eighth grade and had nothing to do and we're sitting around, it's a thing to look up on YouTube and be like, oh, my God, this is so scary. Oh, my God, like, we're getting, you know, like, just, like, the fun being scared thing without it being, like, way too scary.
Who was that dude who was like, Power Rangers are the devil?
Oh, I don't know. But you know what? I think this is a case of people hearing or seeing what they want to. So if a parent was like, I don't like Led Zeppelin, you know, I've heard rumors about Jimmy Page selling his soul to the devil. And, you know, if they already have that preconceived notion that Led Zeppelin is satanic, they're gonna, if they play the thing backwards, they're gonna be like, see, that is devil messages. I think people are just hearing what they already, you know, and they already have their ears open for that sort of message.
And that's like on Ghost Adventures. Like, I really like that show. It's fun and everything. But whenever they play their audio recordings and they're like, we caught this, it totally said, Zach Bagans, I'm going to kill you. It'll just sound like,
it's like, sure, bro.
Thank you so much for the call tonight, Jamie. I'm going to look up that guy because someone did. They decided that He-Man and all of these other action figures of the early 90s, they were systematically designed to do two things. First, turn all the kids into unknowing devil worshippers, and two, to make them all gay.
Wow.
And it worked.
And not just one, but several books about this, and I've got to find the guy now because I forgot he even existed, and the books are just as completely crazy as you would expect.
There's whole books about this.
And now I have to order them just to add them. I buy weird, stupid books, right? I collect weird, stupid books, don't I? 603-283-6160.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development,
fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Join us online in the meantime at social.freetalklive.com. That's our social media network where we don't have to worry about big tech companies censoring us, telling us what we can and can't say. And neither do you. You can talk about whatever you want and not worry about getting censored, including trying to save the world from the evil toys like He-Man and Power Rangers and stuff like that. We were just talking with Jamie from Alabama, who reminded me about the existence of this guy. I did find him. He's named Phil Phillips. Which, I mean, if you name your kids Phil Phillips,
what do you expect?
Yeah, you're destining them to end up writing books with titles like Turmoil in the Toy Box, which he wrote several books on this subject. He wrote 9 different books. At the time of the article that I'm looking at, he wrote 9 different books about how He-Man and Power Rangers were corrupting people, making them satanic, and turning them gay.
He
never provided a single example of any of this happening, right? Because, of course, he's one of these ultra-Christians, right? In one example, he used the example of the Power Rangers as if they worked together to achieve a goal, then that taught children that they didn't have to rely on God, and therefore it was satanic. That was the sort of
teamwork.
There's like congregations and stuff. In fact, like in Acts and the ones after that, what's his name, Paul, he tells the churches how to better work together and to, you know, do their church things together as a congregation and stuff like that. So
here's a quote from the book. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and VR Troopers are characters that exhibit lust for power. When they are strong, their enemies become stronger, requiring that they become even stronger. What signals does this type of program send to a child? It sends the signal to a child that his power will increase as the result of what he does.
What? Durr.
And that's a bad thing, right?
That's just like teaching kids the, like,
I'm not the crazy lunatic who wrote 9 books about this.
You can't try to rationalize this.
He also, here's a quote about power lords, which is something I've never heard of. The name of this toy line causes concern. The name implies that these figures are equal in power to God.
Does it?
In the word, God tells us that he is the only lord. On the other hand, these characters are called power lords, making them equal to God. This is blasphemous.
Yeah, and the monarchy also calls people lords.
This dude wrote 9 books about this nonsense.
Wow.
So, yeah, I didn't order them during the segment during the break because I spent so long looking this up. I'm going to order one of these books because it's unhinged nonsense like that through the entire thing. Jack, I'm glad you're not Sarah from Free Talk Live. I mean, Sarah from New Mexico, because I had you ready. Speaking of unhinged nonsense, we have blah, blah, blah on the line from... But that wouldn't have held up for you. So what's on your mind tonight, Jack?
The speed cameras here in Ocean Shores, we don't have an actual traffic light yet, but they're put up cameras. No, that was a joke.
Traffic circles?
Power Rangers. Yeah, we have one roundabout.
Yeah, those are we have like 50 here in Keene now. They're adding another. And it's a complete cluster nightmare of what they're doing.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, just the construction. The actual like roundabouts are pretty cool.
Not there, it's not, but anyway.
There's going to be like 15 and like 4 square feet of each other, so that's going to be a little bit excessive. But you called in tonight about He-Man, so what's on your mind about that?
Well, I want to say that Power Rangers and modern K-pop kind of have like a weird similarity. I don't see anything satanic about, you know, neither one of them, but, you know, it's just kind of like this weird pop culture thing.
Me and you were watching K-pop last night, and I hate the... When any of the girl groups that are not Twice, seriously, like, they're all so commercial. Twice is the name of a girl group.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that totally went over my head.
Twice is well put together. All of them are so beautiful, and all of their music videos are so, like, high production value and stuff. And there's about a million other girl groups in K-pop that are just, like, the equivalent of, you know, like, whatever really crappy commercialized pop star you can think of that nobody actually listens to. And that's all I have to say is Ian finds lots of entertainment in those ones, and I'm just like, how can you possibly enjoy this when it's not as good as Twice?
To me, it would probably all sound more or less interchangeable. I mean, I can't say that for sure, but I would speculate that would be my impression of it. But what similarity have you seen, Bonnie, between K-pop and the Power Rangers?
I've never seen anything involving the Power Rangers, so I can't say.
So, Jack, what the hell are you talking about?
It just seems manufactured. They all look like dolls.
That's the word I was thinking of.
Okay.
Yeah. But what does that have to do with Power Rangers?
I don't know. It's there's a similarity that it may not be on the same plane.
Well, they're kind of like teams. Like, all K-pop groups are like 5 or more people. Twice has 9, I think. And
they are choreographed like the Power Rangers. I watched the Power Rangers clip recently. I cannot believe how bad that garbage was when I was a kid. It's not making children gay or satanic. It's just making them stupid.
I still can't get past the fact that they don't play instruments and there's still 9 of them. Like, what are they doing?
Mostly with K-pop, it's like really impressive dancing. And that's why I don't understand how Ian can watch the really bland, manufactured ones that are just exist to make people money that aren't that impressive. Like, Twice is so, like, you...
That's what all of it exists for, right?
I mean, that's pretty much pop. Oh, yeah, but... This is great.
Well, yeah, Twice is the most, like, successful one in K-pop. It's like the Britney Spears of K-pop, but I'm just saying, like, it's like there's actual talent and impressive stuff going on, and with the other ones, it's just like, I don't even, Ian just likes, like, young girls. That's all.
That didn't sound good.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that came out wrong. How many people are in India?
Sounded right to me. How many people are in what?
India.
Should I dump this whole song?
Like, a billion?
Amazing.
In the country of India, the subcontinent of India, I think it's like 600 million. I don't know the population. Why?
Well, we can't be wrong about Bollywood. Have you watched them?
I like Bollywood. Okay, I can get down with that.
Yeah, my brain's still fried from
Bonnie
sitting here going, Ian likes little girls.
I didn't say little girls. I said young women.
Okay. I don't remember what you said, but I was just like, yeah. So, okay, I don't see the similarities between K-pop and Power Rangers other than that they're choreographed or whatever. So thank you so much for the call tonight, Jack. He actually wanted to mention He-Man as well, but I think it was along the same lines. It's just bizarre to me that these people sit around looking for these things to find that are satanic and then struggle to find a single example. Like, Bonnie, you mentioned someone who did this with, like, Lady Gaga and stuff like that. But at least they're able to say, hey, look, here's the satanic imagery right here, that ghost head thing. That's satanic. And people go, oh, okay. But you don't get any of that in the Power Rangers. You just get stupid nonsense.
Yeah, what you were reading just sounded like the nonsense of somebody who thought that they could make money selling these books to Christians.
So I've seen some of it, and it's probably similar to what Bonnie was talking about with those YouTube videos where you watch it, and it's like, oh, that's a little scary.
Mm-hmm.
But they go into, like, the Illuminati and Beyonce and Lady Gaga and all of these pop stars and how they're all devil worshippers and part of the Illuminati. And they do kind of give some sort of evidence, whether you believe it or see it or not, is a whole other story. But, it just seems like this guy is just really grasping for anything. Or he's just making it up in his head, because I don't see how the Power Rangers are devil worshippers.
I think he's just trying to make money because
absolutely.
It's aimed towards parents. It's aimed towards Christianity. He's writing books about it, you know.
Well, it's presumably easy to make money off Christians, and he's not the first one to do it. He claims that he was, like, driving somewhere one day, and God spoke to him and was like, hey, look, there's Satan in the toy box or some kind of nonsense like that. But we saw something similar from this video game manufacturer in the late 80s who just released these garbage games that no one bought. Everyone hated them. And then he was like, they couldn't get them in stores because of Nintendo, and it was just this nightmare. And he came up with this brilliant idea. We're going to rebrand them as Christian games and get them in Christian bookstores. And that way, Christians are guaranteed to buy them. And I hate it. I hate everything about it, but the dude wasn't wrong.
Yeah.
And the Christian bookstores, they weren't worried about Nintendo saying, hey, look, you can't sell these other video games, because they weren't selling them in the first place. And that was the thing that Nintendo had to keep these crappy ones out of, like, Target and Walmart. Like, hey, if you sell these crappy ones, we won't give you the good ones.
That's kind of what I wonder about, like, Skillet. Like, there are lots of crossover bands, and I'm like, I don't understand what about Skillet is necessarily Christian, but they promote themselves as, like, a crossover band, like a Christian rock band, and I think that they just put that label on, and then they have a whole other, like, audience. It's still not that bad.
Yeah, they're not that bad. They said some things live, I think, at one point concert that I was at, that I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's a Christian band. But
they prayed for me.
Really?
Yep. That's I was awesome. In a car accident on the way to go see them.
Social.freetalklive.com if you want to hang out with us on the internet. In the meantime, that's social.freetalklive.com.
My name is Stephen Heuer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.